It's here and now. Thanksgiving is almost upon us, so are you experiencing pie panic, worrying about a crust that falls apart or a filling that spills out into your oven, or petrified of trying something different, maybe a tart or a crostata? Well, here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst has been pondering pies, tarts, and crostatas and joins us in the studio with some of them and with thoughts about them. Kathy, welcome.
Hello. I was going to say, I've been doing more than thinking about them.
Yeah, you have. You've been making them.
I had so much fun baking.
So why isn't pie easy as pie for some people?
People are so scared of the dough. It has this crazy mythology that if you didn't have a grandmother or a great aunt that held you by the hand and said, oh, here, honey, this is how you do it. Well, I did not have that. And I think I make a pretty good pie crust. There are just a few rules.
Well, so you're saying it might be psychological in part. What are those rules?
The number one thing is that pie dough does not like heat. And we are warm beings. So you don't want to overhandle it. You don't want to be touching it a lot and patting it and look at this and playing with it. As little contact as possible.
When you work it too much, you can feel it get oily.
You can feel it get oily, but you're releasing gluten, and we're going to get to that in a minute. Essentially, what I have come to do, and it's no fail, I have a food processor, and if you don't have one, don't tune out because we're going to talk that through. But I take 2 cups of flour, pinch of salt, put it in the food processor, whirl it. I add 1.5 sticks of very, very cold butter. Why are we using very cold ingredients? We want to avoid heat. Mm-hmm. Some people start with frozen butter. I start it with really well chilled. I cut it, put it back in the fridge so that when I add it, it's really chilled. I pop that in. I pulse it 15 times. Badoom, badoom, badoom,
15.
Badoom. 15, that's my magical number. You want it to look like coarse cornmeal. Then here's the other trick. As little liquid as possible. I put a post on Facebook. I said, what are your pie tips? And Michael Jubinski, who owns Stone Turtle Baking up in Maine, says use as little water as possible because water and handling develop gluten and causes the dough to be tough. Mm. So he says to use a good quality vodka for some of the ice water because alcohol doesn't develop glutens. Some people like to add lemon juice or vinegar to their dough for exactly the same reason. But if you don't overhandle it and you have very chilled ingredients, I don't even think you need to worry about that. So you've pulsed your very chilled butter, and then you're going to add as little as possible of ice-cold water.
What is that usually, that amount of water?
For me, like 1/3 of a cup, mm-hmm. sometimes less, sometimes a little bit more. It depends. But if you want to do it by hand, you can do the same thing where you're going to crumble the butter in. But if you're like me and you run hot, middle-aged woman here, you know, you got to work fast. You got to put your hands in the freezer, put it under cold water. You don't want the heat of your body to melt that butter and develop more glutens once you start adding the water. You want to work quickly.
Well, and does it help to put, sometimes I make it and ball it and then put it back in the fridge?
Oh, we haven't gotten to that
yet.
Oh,
okay.
Okay,
all
you've
right.
made your dough. You put it into some plastic wrap or foil. You put it in the refrigerator for at least 1 hour. If you don't have 1 hour, throw it in the freezer.
Okay.
10, 15 minutes. You want it to be well chilled. You're going to roll it out on a well-floured surface. You're going to put it into your pie plate, and then you're going to put it back in the refrigerator because what's happening is it's getting warm again. Mm. And then you're going to fill it, and then I do all my beautiful little crimping around the sides.
That's
and
gorgeous.
Sometimes I put a second pie crust on top, or in front of you is a blueberry lemon pie where I did a lattice crust. That's the crisscross, and I love doing that. It's like braiding a child's hair or mm-hmm. something, in, out, and we have some pictures that show you how to do that, and that's a really fun thing to do. And then I put the pie back in the refrigerator, preheat the oven, and when the pie goes into the preheated hot oven, it is cold. Otherwise, what's going to happen is the pastry's just going to droop and sag and get sad, and you're going to feel you've wasted your life.
Yes, people take this personally, you know, if the pie just
well,
falls
because
flat.
Because they're great pies you can buy in stores, but there's nothing more rewarding than making a beautiful, simple pie and bringing it to someone's house for dinner and sharing this beautiful thing you made.
Yeah. And by the way, we spoke with physicist Amy Rowat about the science of pie making. She talked a lot about the
right.
heat and the water and the gluten. She also talked about brushing the top crust with an egg wash, egg mixed with cream so it browns.
I do it sometimes. Sometimes I just do an egg yolk and water or milk. It gives it a beautiful sheen and it does look more bakery-like. But to me, it's kind of extra calories and another step. And I try to avoid fuss. Yeah. I'm trying to convince people that they can do this. So I want as few steps as possible.
By the way, you have almost like a pocket pie over there. That's is that the crostata?
That is a crostata. It is essentially the exact same pie crust that I just described to you that I made. You just roll it out. You make a round, a big circle, and you fill it with fruit, but not along the edges. And then what you do is you fold in the edges. And it's a very rustic pie. They're very popular in Italy and France. And it's absolutely fabulous because you don't have to worry about being too careful with the pastry. You roll one big circle, you fold the sides in, and you're done.
The pie crust becomes the plate as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And this has apple and pear in it with a little bit of apple cider, ground ginger, cinnamon, and allspice. And if I may say so, it's delicious. And you have a little bit on your plate there.
Allow me to say so
for
you.
Yes, I will. Who am I to say so? I made it.
Well, look at this. You have three things you've brought for us to taste and only two are left. What happened here?
She cheated, people. She cheated. I walked into the studio and one of the pies was gone. We don't have to talk about that. But we have a traditional blueberry lemon pie with a lattice topping. We have the apple pear crostata. The third thing I made for you is a walnut maple syrup tartlet. It's just a little tart in a tart pan. And again, it's the exact same pastry, but I just wanted to show you how adaptable this one super quick pastry is. Now you can say yum.
Mm. You know what I love about your pies? This isn't too sweet. It tastes like fruit.
Thank you. I don't add a lot of sugar. I want the ingredients to be what speaks to you. I didn't add any white sugar to that. Maple syrup.
None?
None. It's just maple syrup, wild blueberries that I picked this summer and froze, and then grated lemon zest. And what happens is that the lemon brings out the tartness of the blueberries in a really nice way. The crust is rich, so you want the filling not to just be about sugar.
Well, and staying with filling, how do you know, like apple pies, sometimes you want to pile it all the way up so you have a big mound that rises. How do you know when it's too much?
Well, if all of a sudden you have to make a tower to put your top crust on, that's a lot. It's going to cook down. So more is better than less, because as the water evaporates, as the fruit begins to cook, it does settle down. It's really a matter of taste. I've had amazing apple pies that were sky high, and I've had really flat tarts that were absolutely beautiful. Mm. The most important thing is that the fruit be the highest quality you can find, and make that fruit filling be something that's just delicious to pop into your mouth. Apples this time of year are extraordinary. They're juicy, but I added a little bit of apple cider just to give it that extra bit of moistness.
Okay. As you said on your Facebook page, you asked for suggestions. Can you just tick through some of your favorites?
Oh, they're great. Yeah. A lot of people talked about the lemon juice. Some people said lard. Some people said no, Crisco. Some people said no, 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 butter, butter, butter. A really good rolling pin people talked about. Another friend wrote, make sure you serve the pie while it's warm and not hot. That's a very good point. When they're hot, pies fall apart. They need to sit for at least 10 or 15 minutes. So room temperature or warm is best.
Okay, well, I know you'll want other people's thoughts as well. We'll link people up at herenow.org, where we'll also have recipes for pies and pictures. Kathy Gunst, author of Notes from a Maine Kitchen, seasonally inspired recipes. Kathy, one last note, a Thanksgiving note. You're due to join us again Monday before the big day to answer listener questions.
We're going to have a live Thanksgiving chat with everybody's questions and really attack that turkey.
So bring it.
Bring it on.
Kathy, thanks.
Thanks, Robin.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
So many pies, so little time. Let's wrap up. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Constant Contact, offering resources to support small businesses during the holiday season and all year long at constantcontact.com/holiday.